It is 4:17, time for Sarah's Weekly Corner. Sarah, you know the Weekly Corner is brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner. You know that?
I do know that.
Brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner, open for breakfast and lunch daily from 7 till 2. Everything on their huge menu is homemade with the freshest, highest quality ingredients. Stop into Sonny's Family Diner at 2171 West Henrietta Road, just off the expressway there. Nice parking lot area, which sounds silly to say, but a lot of places have dumpy parking lots.
Yeah.
Nice
and the food's really good.
That's amazing.
Very good.
Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, the very first ambulance service in the United States rolled to the aid of patients in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Really?
On this day in 1866.
Cincinnati, you
Cincinnati,
say?
Cincinnati, yeah.
Okay.
So the history of the ambulance actually begins in ancient times.
Really?
With the use of carts to transport patients.
Yeah.
You gotta do what you gotta do back then,
like,
you know?
Monty Python.
Yes, like Monty. Yes, dead yet.
Not dead yet.
Ambulances.
That's a bad ambulance.
That's a bad ambulance, right? So ambulances were first used for emergency transport in 1487 by the Spanish.
Okay.
And civilian variants were put into operation during the 1830s.
Right.
Now, big advances in EMS were made during the Civil War.
Oh.
Union military physicians Joseph Barnes and Jonathan Letterman designed a pre-hospital care system for soldiers, which used new techniques and methods of transport.
Mm.
In August of 1862, Letterman, who was the medical director of the Army of the Potomac, created a highly organized system of ambulances and trained stretcher bearers designed to evacuate the wounded as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
This system and other evolutions during the Civil War led to a layered system of care.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what we want, right? Layered,
that is what
the
we
layered system
want,
of care.
Yes.
That's good. Yeah.
The first known hospital-based ambulance service was based out of Commercial Hospital in Cincinnati, which is now the University of Cincinnati Medical Center, by 1865.
Wait, is that where
DeMar?
Yeah, is that where
he went? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, do you think he knew that?
Probably not.
Somebody hashtag DeMar with this and tell him.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So this was soon followed by other services, notably the New York service provided out of Bellevue Hospital, which started an ambulance service to bring the patients to the hospital faster and in more convenient in 1969.
Yeah.
These ambulances carried medical equipment like splints, a stomach pump, morphine, and brandy.
What a party. What? Brandy, a stomach
reflecting
pump?
Reflecting contemporary medicine at the time.
What is going on?
Yes.
Yeah.
The service was very popular and grew rapidly with the year 1870.
Who was the brandy for?
I think the patient.
You think so?
I think so.
Like for, to celebrate when they were better?
No, I think.
Oh, painkiller.
Yeah.
If you say so. If you say so, Sarah. Dr. Sarah.
To go with the morphine, right?
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Gotta wash it down with something.
Yeah.
So the service was very popular and grew rapidly with the year 1870s, seeing the ambulances attend 1,400 emergency calls.
Wow.
But 21 years later, this had more than tripled.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the late 19th century, the automobile was being developed started to be introduced alongside horse-drawn models.
Hey, I'll take the motorized one.
Yeah, I'd rather
please,
that, too.
You don't mind. The one that doesn't poop.
Right.
Oh, that's scary.
Right. Early 20th century ambulances were powered by steam, gasoline, and electricity, reflecting the competing automotive technologies then in existence.
Yeah.
The first mass production automobile-based ambulance
was
produced in 1909 by the James Cunningham Son and Company right here in Rochester, New York.
Did you know that?
Well,
when you said the Cunningham thing, it's the Rochester Museum and Science Center. They have a on display and it's a Cunningham whatever.
Oh.
And I think it's a hearse.
They manufactured carriages and hearses.
There you go. Well,
and ambulances.
Hopefully you just need one, not both, but yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
But if you do,
I did not know that there was
Cunningham's
a Rochester.
Cunningham's got you covered.
Right. I didn't know there was a Rochester connection to this, but that's
there
very
is,
cool.
Yeah.
So modern ambulances are now often custom built and as well as the specialist medical equipment now built into the ambulances. Industry-wide improvements in vehicle design have had an impact, including improvements in audible and visual warning equipment.
You mean the lights and sirens?
Yeah. Quick reminder, get over if there's an ambulance coming your way, right?
Good point, yeah.
Ambulance design is still evolving, largely due to the growing skills and role of the paramedics and other ambulance crew.
Really?
Today, more than 70,000 emergency vehicles respond to about 37 million calls across the nation each year, according to industry sources.
Yeah.
Now, the largest ambulance
How big is the largest ambulance?
It is over 65 feet long.
Why do you need an ambulance that long?
Well, it's operated by the Dubai government's Center of Ambulance Services, and it includes a total treatment and transport capacity of 123 patients and staff. It's like a huge...
It goes on in Dubai that you need an...
I don't know, but Dubai is also home to the world's fastest first responder ambulance.
I buy that, yeah.
It's called the Hyper Sport Responder, and it has a speed of over 245 miles per hour. Could you imagine?
It's made of platinum.
Getting taken in that thing?
No. Imagine the bill?
No.
Jeez. All right. You picked out a record to go along with the ambulances, did you?
Yeah, so I thought we would play Help.
Help.
By the Beatles.
You got it, sir. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Help! Yeah. Send him an ambulance, the Beatles, on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do remind us, even though I just kind of gave it away, why did we just play Help from the Beatles?
Well, we were talking about ambulances because it was on this day in 1866 that the first ambulance service started, I guess, in Cincinnati.
Okay. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Ambulances were first used for emergency transport by the Spanish in 1487.
The first hospital-based ambulance service was out of Cincinnati and New York City.
And the first mass-produced automobile-based ambulances were produced right here in Rochester.
The Cunningham Motor...
James Cunningham and Son... Cunningham, Son, and Company.
And Company. That's the one. That's
purses,
the one.
Purses, carriages, ambulances.
Well, you name it. They will roll it out for you. I want to say, Terry texted us, Sarah. Terry is a native of, she texted, is it a man Terry or lady Terry? I don't know. It's Terry. Terry texted us. Terry said, as a native of Cincinnati, I was nervous that you were going to bash my beloved hometown. Thank you for leaving it and being surprised. Oh, Terry.
Never would we bash.
Never.
The beautiful
Never.
City of Cincinnati.
Cleveland, though, that is a dump. No, I'm kidding.
No. Cleveland rocks.
Yeah, I've only ever driven through Cleveland. By Cleveland. Oh. Never stopped.
Well. You are
looks
missing
great.
Out.
Looks
You're
great going
out.
By. It's 65.
Mm-hmm.
Folks want to learn more about ambulances. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog.
That's
if
right.
you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And by the way, we're highlighting the ambulances, but can we just take a second, Sarah, to highlight the wonderful men and women who drive and ride in the ambulances. Who
first responders.
My gosh, pull up on some. Imagine that's your job. Every day you just get in that vehicle and you're like, what am I going to see today?
Right.
And these people have to get out in the dead of winter.
Yep.
The crappiest weather and help people that are sometimes in pieces.
In distress.
Just unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, just honest to God. Those people are just wonderful. So we appreciate them very
thank
much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And now you know where your ambulances came
from.
That's right. Hey, back again tomorrow, 4:10 fresh episode.
Absolutely.
We'll do it right here on Legends 102.7. Thank you, Sarah. Traffic with Ed Smith, weather with meteorologist Josh Nichols, and more with more people on the way. Legends 102.7.